Hi everyone, this is Matt Jackson with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 6, and today we are continuing in the series, Be Ye Holy. Today is part 2 of 5, and the title of this episode is Spiritual Litmus Tests. In part 1, we considered the mission statement that we each have to be like God, to be holy even as He is holy. Now, trying to be like God in our thinking and in our conduct will become increasingly more difficult as the morality of society declines around us. The Bible warns us through latter-day prophecies that this would happen, that we should expect to see extremely evil times in the last days. One of these latter-day prophecies is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which reads, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away." So Bible prophecies such as this one warn us that there will be immoral conditions existing in the last days prior to our Lord Jesus Christ's return. Over time, the level of godliness in society has declined, and no doubt we see that. We see it in the movies, in music and videos, in dress, in video games, television, streaming media, in the language that people use, in family values, and in marriages. Now the question is, what standard are we comparing ourselves to? Do we compare ourselves to the declining standard of morality in society, which is trending downwards, or are we comparing ourselves to the standard of God's holiness? Because if we compare ourselves to the wrong standard, such as society's standard, then what we will find is that society's decline will become ours, and instead of growing closer to God, we will be growing further apart from Him. And so really the challenge for us is to reverse the trend of going downward and to instead work on growing closer to God, to close the gap between where we are at in our level of godliness and where God's standard of holiness declares us to be. Because after all, that is what it means to be holy even as God is holy. His standard of holiness must be our benchmark for all decisions and actions. Now, in order to close the gap and draw closer to God's standard of holiness and hence be more like God, we need to transform our lives, which means that we first must begin by transforming our thinking to be like God's. Because you see, godly thinking will yield godly living. And God's mind is revealed in Scripture, and so we must learn it and live it. The transformative process that we each have to go through is defined in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, where we read, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so what we have here is the Apostle Paul telling us that we are a living sacrifice. As a sacrifice, it means that we are to be dedicated to God. And we are to be holy, he says, which means that we are to be separate from evil. To be acceptable means that we have no blemish or defect. And of course, the biggest defect that we all have is sin. And then the Apostle Paul goes on to say to not be conformed, which means that we are not patterned after the world, but rather transformed, changed into a different form. And that different form is one which follows after the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to have a renewed mind. And that word there for renewed means to be renovated. And so we must renovate our thinking. Get rid of the old way of thinking and replace it with a new way of thinking. And so transformation really requires two things. It requires removing the old and replacing it with what is good. In fact, just a little later on in Romans chapter 12 at verse 9, the apostle says, "Let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good." So in fact, we must hate what is evil and love what is good. So then what is evil? And what is good? Well, God's word must be our moral compass and define what is good and evil. So then how do we use God's word to make godly decisions? And this is where we introduce the idea of a spiritual litmus test. Now, a spiritual litmus test is when we take God's principles from the Bible and use them to make a judgment about whether something is acceptable or not. And it's a technique that we can use to make better, godly decisions. And by learning to use God's word to hate evil and love good, we'll find ourselves in closer alignment with God's standard of holiness. And so really, a spiritual litmus test begins by gathering together the relevant passages from the Bible which relate to the decision we have at hand, and then consider those passages to determine whether or not the activity is something that is good or something which is evil. And if it's good, we love it and we embrace it. And if it's evil, we hate it and turn away from it. Let's do a spiritual litmus test using the activity Bible reading. What should be our position and our attitude towards Bible reading? Well, the spiritual litmus test begins by first gathering together all of the relevant passages and principles from the Word of God which pertain to this activity of Bible reading. And when we do that, what we find is that there are many passages which teach us that it is important to read the Word of God and to do so daily. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19, the king was to create his own copy of the law and read it daily that he may learn to fear God, keep the law, and do it. In Psalm 119, we're told that the psalmist loved God's word and thought about it all day long. In fact, in Psalm 119, verses 9 through 11, he says the following, "How can a young man," and that could be woman just as easily, "cleanse his or her way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." And also we find that in Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 11, the Bereans were commended for examining the scriptures daily. So we see that there is an emphasis here on daily exposure to the Word of God, that it must be part of our daily spiritual diet. Now, how many of us struggle with reading God's Word daily? I know I do. It's tough to find time. But if we're to be aiming for God's standard of holiness, it must begin with us reading, studying, and thinking about God's Word. You see, we need to know God's Word in order to keep it and to apply it. For God's Word to be our moral compass in discerning right from wrong so that we can hate evil and love good, we need to have His Word in our minds. So let us spend some time with God, listen to Him as we read His Word. And so what is the result of our spiritual litmus test then, given these passages? It is that the activity of Bible reading is something which is good, and it is something that we need to love and embrace and apply in our lives. Let's do one more example of a spiritual litmus test as it relates to the activity of movies and shows. You know, we live in a day and age where there is unlimited access to movies and TV shows. There's endless entertainment that's available anytime and anywhere. And so what scriptural principles apply here? Well, when we turn to the passages of Scripture, what we find is that there are many which talk about how we need to be careful what we put before our eyes. In Psalm 101, verse 3, David says that he would set no worthless or wicked thing before his eyes. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the Apostle Paul tells us that being entertained by things that God hates is wrong. He continues to talk about in verses 15 through 16 that we need to use our time wisely and not waste it. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, we're told that we need to fill our mind with only good, holy, and righteous things. The Apostle Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." So these verses set a pretty high standard in terms of what we should be filling our minds with and putting in front of our eyes. So then when we consider the movies and shows of today, what are some of their common themes? Well, the themes, unfortunately, aren't that good. Many of the common themes fall along the lines of adultery, anger, blasphemy, coarse jesting, contentions, deceit, drunkenness, evil, fornication, homosexuality, murder, revelries, sorcery, sexual immorality, unloving, violent, whispers, wickedness, wrath. All of these things are commonplace in the shows and movies of today. How do you think God feels towards these? Well, God hates them. In fact, the list that we just went through is generated by looking at different verses in the Bible where God says that he hates those activities. So what do we think the spiritual litmus test shows us? Is the activity of movies and shows a good thing or an evil thing? Well, I think we can quite safely conclude that they would fall into the category of evil. And being that, they need to be hated and done away with. If we're to close the gap to be like God, we need to love good and get rid of the evil. So spiritual litmus tests can be used for everything. There's many other possible items that we could apply it to. It could be our dress. It could be the video games that we play, the music we listen to, drugs, alcohol, sexual purity, living on campus when we go to college or university, the career we select, dating, romance novels, magazines. Spiritual litmus tests can be used for all of these things. The last days will have moral challenges to our faith, and God's standard of holiness is the benchmark. And we need to transform our thinking to hate evil and love good, to close the gap between where we're at and where God's standard of holiness is. God's word is the moral compass for good and evil. And by applying spiritual litmus tests, we can help identify what is good and evil, and then love the good and hate the evil, which will help us to close the gap between where we're at and where God's standard of holiness is. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time for part 3 in this series, Be Ye Holy, entitled Reformation, Withdrawal, and Relapse.